Tommy Hill rocking ice niggas. Tommy Hill ice rocking niggas who fuck. Mira. Aprende. Take a one on one to this shit, y'all. Yeah. Get your nostrils clear. Come on. Sniff your brains out, all my Al Capone Appuccino niggas. Yeah.
All day.
What was that?
I don't got all day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, kitty cat.
Hold it right there.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
We're just going to say hi for 20 minutes.
We actually have a cat.
Yes. Now. That's the new addition to our little family. I'm not pregnant, but I birthed a cat.
She's a redhead.
No, she's an orange tiger cat, and her name is Nugatini.
Get over here, girl.
Nugatini Pusheen Grace. She had to have a Gaelic middle name.
Because she's German.
You guys can Google what Pusheen means in Gaelic.
It means leapfrog.
It means gash. My cat's middle name is Gash.
It's accurate. I mean,
yep.
She's a
pussycat.
She's crazy. Hold it right there.
All right. Let's jump in.
Well, I liked Mike's list that we just listened to. He always picks the weird shit. I remember seeing Shame in the, you'll hear Mike's list later. There's no order as usual, but,
Yeah, I think I might bite that style there, Michael. I love it.
But Shame, I don't like doing fucking numbers anymore. I'm like, that's the hard part, dude.
Right, I'm done. I'm so caught in that idea.
But, yeah, it really doesn't matter. I mean, but Shame, that's the only NC-17 movie I've ever seen in a movie theater, I remember. The one with Fassbender where he's the sex addict. Steve McQueen movie.
Yep.
That's a great movie. That was a really obscure pick. And we both had Skyfall, which is very not obscure, but I had fucking way too many, as usual.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be the Seth show again, where he's going to go on a rant with a list of 25 and then, 25 runner-ups.
Well, I can't carry you and the show at the same time.
I have a list of 13, and I am going to steal Michael's idea and do the no order.
Well, I had, lists of the past, basically the past decade is when I started keeping lists of my favorite movies every year. So I was going through so many great movies that it was really hard. And I already had fucking three from this year, I think.
Yeah.
And I had a concrete top 10 that I put on the A24 Facebook board and shit. And it was good. But then we saw Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah.
And it fucking changed my list because that movie was so fucking great. I've watched it twice already. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Good Time is on my list, too. The Safdie Brothers movie before that. And so they have two movies in the past decade that are on my top 20. And I'm not going to read the whole list because it's too fucking long. And there's just too many good movies. But, It knocked The Irishman out of the top 10, though, because I can't lie. Uncut Gems is just a better movie. And when I watched it again, I realized, I was talking to Russell about this, too. The score was so fucking crazy. It reminded me of, Vangelis' Blade Runner score. Just so weird. And did you see that thing I sent you where it said, the director of The Favorite and The Lobster, Yorgos Lanthimos or whatever, he said that Uncut Gems, he wrote this essay about Uncut Gems saying it was like Robert Altman dipped in acid. and it showed Sandler with the iced out Furby fucking making the eyes.
Oh my god, the fucking Furby.
That was fucking hilarious. And the music's very trippy.
Think that was? Did you think it was a Mugwai or something?
At first I thought it was a gremlin, but then I was like, it's a fucking Furby. It looks just like a gremlin.
I mean, they do. Yeah, I know. They looked just like gremlins.
Did I say that when we watched it?
Well, there's a difference. There's mugwais, there's gremlins.
I know. It looked like a mugwai, not a gremlin.
Yeah.
But
gremlins are
I say that when we watched it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's a fucking Furby. I had a Furby. Those things are creepy as hell. That's something you beg
your
parents
for. Eyes that move up and down when you fucking move the diamonds. But yeah, we watched it and didn't say a fucking word the whole movie because it was so captivating.
I had the chills by the end of that fucking movie.
God, it was Russell said it was like a fucking 2-hour panic attack.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so fucking accurate.
Yeah. pure anxiety.
Just seeing Sandler be this degenerate scumbag piece of garbage, just like, oh, so good. And it's probably bad that his movie, the best movie he's ever done by far, leaked online. But they're promoting it so heavily.
Oh, yeah.
And most people don't know how to fucking download torrents and shit. So I really hope that some people decide not to see fucking Star Wars and go see Uncut Gems, because it's absolutely
It's a Christmas Day release, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few movies come out on Christmas Day, but let's be honest, Star Wars is going to dominate the next month.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, it's something that you take your kids to do, and I mean...
Yeah, like, not movie fans, like, just people that, well, like, yeah. Oh, a new Star Wars.
I feel like anyone that sees Star Wars anymore probably isn't...
Probably
even
at least,
I'm really a fan. Same with the whole Mandalorian thing. They got all thing. The you know
kids now. They got all the kids of this generation now that they were fucking... Their were their parents' age. Like,
yeah,
fucking,
yeah. But the thing is, too, is that I was
our parents were in their
20s
when Star Wars came out. My dad was 27 when Star Wars came out.
My mother's not even a Star Wars fan.
My dad wasn't either.
Don't
my dad was a Blade
father
Runner
is,
guy.
But I have older siblings and two older uncles that literally every year my uncle, when they started to do the returns, like the newer
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I didn't
like
see a
Sith
single
like
fucking
that.
One of them.
My uncle took me.
I was never a Star Wars fan, but I never claimed to be.
Every year it came out, I've seen... I was raised on Star Wars. And you know I know, like,
I
all the background characters, the family tree.
You fucking, like, the gap in us seeing movies together where you weren't seeing fucking MCU movies...
Oh,
and
yeah.
I made you watch fucking the second to last Avengers so we could go see the last one. And I think when we saw Endgame, we came home and we put on The Last Jedi. And I was like, you haven't seen the fucking Last Jedi either? What the hell happened to you, woman?
I don't know.
But, like, you didn't see The Last Jedi until it was on Netflix.
Because they're doing everything based on a fucking cartoon.
But it's
now.
Ryan Johnson.
Like,
Ryan Johnson wrote and directed a Star Wars movie.
Is also, like, I'll give it a try, but it pisses me
I
off
love the
that,
first
like,
three episodes.
People don't know about. People don't even know that there was a comic book in the 80s. So they don't understand
no
that
cares.
Whole thing. What do you mean? That's
that
why.
No one cares.
That's why it makes me mad.
I know. That's
you
why
should
I keep,
care.
That's why I keep reminding you, because I know it bothers you.
You should care about Mandalorian. Mandalorian was beautiful.
But I can speak from the point of view of someone who's not a fucking huge Star Wars fan. Like, I even tried to like the old ones over the... I'm just like, this isn't for me. I understand why people don't like Blade Runner in 2001, but that's the kind of shit I like.
Right.
I totally get why people don't like it. I'm like, people either think it's slow or they're not into it. Some people call Blade Runner Blade Crawler because they think it's like the slowest movie ever, but it's fucking... It's a goddamn masterpiece. And, good tie-in, there's a Blade Runner very high on my favorite movies of the decade.
Same.
Woo! Yeah, that's another one you didn't see until, what, a few months ago? Like, less than 6 months ago? On fucking...
Yeah, and then I've seen it, I watched it twice, like, that week.
Yeah, it's so good. Me and Russell saw that in the theater, and that's
past
one of my...
Past 6 months, I've watched it
that's
quite
one of
a few
my
times.
Favorite movie-going experiences of the past decade by far. It was, like, I think it's my number two... Who would have thought that my fucking top two movies of the fucking decade have Ryan Gosling in the lead role? But
oh yeah.
It's true.
I love Ryan Gosling.
Top two. That's pretty fucking crazy.
Actually, yeah, my
he's
top two.
He's got a few movies
well.
On. He's on Blue Valentine. He's in, that's on my list somewhere.
That was a great fucking movie.
I love that movie. And that just made the cut. That came out in 2010. I remember seeing that in the theater on a fucking Tuesday night. Just was like, yeah, let's see this movie. It sounds cool. And that's a fucking crazy movie to just walk into not knowing anything. But, yeah, Uncut Gems, please fucking people see it, because this is a really hard time to be releasing a movie if a fucking Star Wars movie just came out, but it absolutely deserves to be seen. And yeah. I think we're going to try and see 1917 on Christmas, because that's...
Yes.
That, and I think Marriage Story and Waves are the only three movies that we haven't seen this year.
Well, that we've been planning on seeing that on Christmas anyway.
Yeah, because, well, I wanted to see Uncut Gems, but we got the chance to see that early, luckily. But I rewatched The Lighthouse last night, and my wife was asleep.
Yes, I need to rewatch it.
And that's so much better than I remember, because I was literally falling asleep when we saw it in the theater, she was literally asleep.
That's why I need to rewatch it, because I fell asleep.
But it took so much away from it, struggling to stay awake, that when I saw it again last night, I was like, this movie's fucking awesome.
It was awesome, and then I fucking passed out.
It's so goddamn good. It's so weird. There's a fucking giant octopus. There's a mermaid. Like, there's so much fucking weird shit.
Right.
And what's the other one? Parasite.
Which very, I haven't very got weird. To see already, though.
Very
I'm
weird.
Disappointed in myself that the most movies that are being, like, nominated this year kind of slacking.
I can't believe that movie made $100 billion. It's fucking insane. It's got nominated for, like, 4 Golden Globes. It's totally going to win the Best Foreign Oscar, at least.
Seth watched it without me. He didn't mention that to you guys, but, yeah.
She was not in a rush to see it.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't. You forgot we even had it.
No. How dare you?
Like, what's that sickness movie we need to see?
Sickness movie.
Movie with the sick people.
Yep.
Sick Asian people. Sick Haitian people.
You know. You know, same thing.
But they start affecting this rich people's life like a parasite. And that's, it's just, you gotta see it. It's too weird to try and explain. But, I don't know. I gotta look at my fucking list of the.
I was gonna say, shall we go on with the lists?
Come on with the chlorophyll.
With the
borophil. I got... for the intro.
Jesus Christ.
Kitty Cat, Candyman, Bronzelini. My notes from fucking trying to make a funny...
Seth literally makes notes.
I'm trying to make a... want to make a funny intro for the podcast with, like, some of our favorite...
movie quotes.
This is my list. Night Moves, Kitty Cat, Candyman. We hear you looking for Candyman, bitch. Boogie Nights, Too Old to Die Young. Oh, that's going to be hilarious if that ever comes together.
Heard you looking for Candyman, bitch.
You looking for Candyman, bitch. Another thing we watched because of this show and Mike is fucking Candyman.
Right.
Here you looking for Candyman, bitch. I got to fucking sample that. That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
All right, my updated...
Oh, God.
10.
Ready for the Seth show, guys?
10.
Okay, well, I have 13 because I can't
Well,
count.
I have 27, but... No, 28, but...
Jesus Christ. I have a few runner-ups, though. It's, like, movies that I really love that can't make the top 10, but then movies that I feel like I should see twice.
Well, let's both do our top 10 and then talk about the other shit that's
in
there.
I'm counting my 13, and you won't know because I'm not going in order.
All right, my 10 is Under the Skin.
Ooh.
9, Uncut Gems, which knocked The Irishman out of the top 10. 8, Mad Max Fury Road, because that's just a fucking masterpiece. 7, Inception. 6, The Wailing, South Korean movie. 5, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. 4, Sicario. 3, Birdman. 2, Blade Runner 2049. And number 1, Drive. Didn't even have to think about it. That's my favorite movie of the past decade. Because it's amazing.
I love it.
Go on, woman.
I'm going? I don't know what to do.
You're going too slow!
I don't know where to stop! All right, so I guess I'm just going to start
from
one.
You had them in order. No, you had them in order before.
No, I know.
Don't let Mike fucking change your life.
But it's such a good idea. It's such a good idea. All right, so I'm going to start from the bottom and just count up to my top few because those are, like, my favorites. Black Swan, Ex Machina, Climax, because that fucked me all the way up.
Yeah, I love that
movie. Wolf of Wall Street, Mad Max Fury Road, Whiplash, Midsommar, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Lords of Chaos, Uncut Gems, Green Room, Blade Runner, 2049, and Drive.
Fucking, what is the, Lords of Chaos is above fucking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and fucking.
Yeah, I really fucking loved that movie.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's on my list of this year. It's not my list of the decade. But I had, like, The Irishman, Social Network, The Drop, Ex Machina, Hell or High Water,
fucking Drop.
Revenant, Master, Whiplash, Wolf of Wall Street, Get Out, Good Time, Skyfall.
I have Get Out on my my runner-up. I have Neon Diamond. I mean, Neon... What is going on with my speech, guys?
She had a stroke, by the way.
Neon Demon, Drop, Irishman, John Wick.
That's a good book.
Carol.
That was my Skyfall was, like, the pick like that.
Captain America Winter Soldier, because... That's a good one. I love that fucking movie. Us, La La Land, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Mandy, Baskin, Get Out, The House That Jack Built, and The Girl That Walks Home at Night.
Yeah, that was an interesting pick.
Yeah.
That was foreign, right?
Yep.
That was a fucking weird movie. That was just super on the skateboard.
I'm like, what? It's,
I liked it, though.
Dancing?
Did he forget she was there?
Did he forget?
And I had, like, two documentaries at the bottom, because I probably saw a ton of...
There was a great amount of fucking documentaries in the last decade.
I had Amy and that Going was, Clear, the Scientology documentary, as the tide is, like, the best documentaries. I made myself pick one Von Trier movie, which was hard, but I picked Nymphomaniac just because it's probably a four-hour fucking masterpiece. Green Room, Moonlight, Blue Valentine, Widows, and that's everything I had.
I had Green Room is in my top three.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
You know, I love that fucking movie. The music choices, oh.
That was what's his name's last movie too, right?
He had another, I think like that Star Trek and something else came out that year right before he died. What's his name?
Anton Yelchin or something.
Yes, like that? Yes, yep.
It was great.
I loved that fucking
Patrick
movie.
Stewart was so good in that movie, too. And the guy with the two, were they German Shepherds?
They were Rottweilers.
Really?
Those were Rotties, yeah.
I don't know why I remember them being German Shepherds, but he's like, the dogs are professionals.
Yeah. I just, I love any movie that, like, brings you into, like, the punk world and different genres of punk, and it teaches you something about
that whole lifestyle. That was legitimately scary at points, too.
Well, like, Nazi punks aren't fucking scary, dude.
But it was like they just happened to leave the green room at the wrong time.
Right.
And they just got caught up in a whole fucking... What a great idea for a movie.
And they literally go there to perform. It's a punk band, and they're performing, and they start singing Dead Kennedys, Nazi Punks Fuck Off. And he was like, well, that was a cover. And everyone's getting so pissed off throwing shit. It's like, it's a cover,
how
dude.
It showed them, like, in the van for, like, the first 20 minutes, like, and doing, like, that college radio.
Oh, yeah, their Desert Island albums. Yeah. Remember, because we were like, yeah, what would Oz be? And it gives you a second,
like,
to think about it.
Only Built for Cuban Links next to, like, Thriller. Like,
right, and what's funny is that when they all think they're going to die or they're trapped in the green room, they come out with their real Desert Island albums that they would...
Was it one record they had to pick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And none of them are punk. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, none of them are punk. It's like their true first loves of music came right out of them.
That was such a good movie. You know,
I know.
The guy that made that made Blue Ruin.
Yep.
Which reminded me so much of the Coen Brothers' first movie, Blood Simple. Russell told me about it. I watched it. I was like, fuck, that was like the Coen Brothers' first movie. And he did that movie with Skarsgård this year that was on Netflix, the Hold the Dark movie where he had the weird mask
in
the woods. That was a fucking dope, violent movie, too.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I got to see
No, we watched it together. We watched it.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I remember. Yeah, Alexander Skarsgård. He's a dream.
He went with his wooden mask. He looked like a beautiful fucking creepy fuck. He was really good in the... it wasn't as good as the Night Manager, but I watched that show, that BBC miniseries, The Little Drummer Girl.
Yeah.
With the girl from Midsommar.
And yeah, you told me about that.
He was like her handler for the CIA, and Michael Shannon was in it too. It was really good. It was another Le Carre book. But it wasn't quite as good as The Night Manager. The Night Manager was the shit. But yeah, that's fucking... There was so many goddamn movies. I mean, we're not going to have... I make a list of my favorite movies of the year every year. And we're not going to fucking have another one that's the best movies of the year after just doing the decade. So I might as well read my top 10 of this year.
I was trying to remember the name of that movie that he was in.
Hold the Dark?
No, The East. The one where it's like
a couch and
they kill like...
He's in a lot of shit.
Rich fucking... Yeah, Hold the Dark is great, but remember, because we were trying to think of this... Before,
no, the one when he has the long hair. Yeah, I remember you showed me that.
And I said Straw Dogs.
Yeah, I forgot, because all I think about is the original, and I fucking hate the guy's face that's in the remake, but all I can think of is Dustin Hoffman. Was it the guy that played Superman? It was the guy that looks like him.
The guy that played the guy in fucking X-Men. James Marsden.
Yeah, that's it.
He played the husband. Kate Bosworth was the wife.
Was she?
Yep.
But I just think of Dustin Hoffman and his fucking... He was so great in the original. But for this year, Us was my 10, which we saw in the theater. That was a great, good movie. The Nightingale, Parasite, Climax, Midsommar, The Lighthouse, Joker.
These are all movies that, yeah, this, I was going to say, we saw all these this year.
These are all, this is my top 10 of this year.
Yeah.
The Joker, The Irishman, Uncut Gems, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Lords of Chaos just missed it. Light of My Life just missed it.
Oh.
John Wick 3 just missed it. The Report was, you know, honorable mention.
John Wick 3?
Yeah, that was a fucking...
three already?
This year was 3.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Parabellum. That's, they're going to make those forever.
Johnny Wick. Love Johnny Wick. I really do love John Wick.
All fucking three of them are so good because they're just so fun.
You fucking root so hard.
I like that you put the first John Wick on your decade list, because I had one action movie in what I think is probably the best action movie ever.
Skyfall?
Came out this decade. Yeah, Skyfall. That's literally perfect. And because the new Bond trailer came out, I was literally watching fucking Skyfall and Spectre for
and
like
then the
three
full
nights.
Tenon trailer came out, which
yeah,
is super exciting.
Holy shit, does that look
to
crazy?
See Senol.
What's his fucking... Is his first name David?
Who?
David Washington?
Oh, Denzel's
or
kid?
Or is it John David? I always forget his first name. There's, but he's a fucking interesting...
I was going to say, it's a three name.
He's an interesting dude. The fact that he played pro ball for the Rams and then started playing on the HBO show Ballers, which fucking makes sense if he was a professional. Fuck, he played in the NFL. John David Washington.
Yeah, you're right.
That's his
yeah.
name. And Robert Pattinson, they already got a new trailer. They got a new poster. Look, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
But there was $250 million budget. That movie's gonna be so fucking badass. They slipped in so many fucking cool things in that trailer. That trailer got 500,000 views in an hour. I saw on their on Warner Brothers YouTube page.
But I was gonna say
the
so...
waves in reverse and the fucking. I don't know what the fuck they're going to be doing in that movie, but I know that that script was under such a tight fucking lock that, like, Robert Pattinson had to go into, like, a vaulted room to read one copy of it. They're getting so crazy with that shit because, what was it, a couple of years ago, a fucking Tarantino script leaked.
Yep, we had
and
it.
That, yeah, and that fucking...
Hateful Eight.
And that took so much away from the movie. It really did. Even though the final script was different... That's not even in my top.
You know,
fucking...
John David Washington was in Malcolm X when he was a
I
kid.
I saw that. I was wondering.
That's
is that what you
clear.
Looked up?
I was
up?
Like, yeah, I was just looking it up because I was looking
well,
up his
if
name.
Well, he's 35.
He must because his
Malcolm
father
X
played
came
Malcolm
out
X
at 92. That
so
means
he must have been his
was
kid.
8 years old.
Yeah, so he must have just
he must
played
have been,
a
yeah,
child.
Or he played the child version of him, maybe.
Oh, yeah, could have done it.
Because they did show him seeing. I've only seen Malcolm X front to back once, but it's a very good movie.
I went
Black
to the
Klan-
Burke.
Oh, how crazy is that? That he was in that, and then last year he wins a Golden Globe for starring in Black Klansman, another Spike Lee joint. That's pretty crazy, because he worked with Spike Lee as a
well,
little kid.
Christopher Nolan chose the right person.
Yeah.
At the right time, because he needs an award.
Yeah, because Christopher Nolan has traditionally been snubbed for the past decade for every big award nomination he's got. Even Dunkirk. From Dunkirk to Inception, the past 10 years, he's with his all-British casts, he's just fucking kind of got snubbed. So it's good that he's getting some color in his movies, I think. And I really like John David Washington a lot. I've seen the first couple seasons of Ballers, and I saw Black Klansman twice.
He's going to be
huge.
Denzel.
Yeah,
he's going to take his dad's light right there.
Well, if he's
as
just
as far as, like,
really,
the new generation
dude,
comes.
You're starring in a fucking...
Nolan.
Starring in a Christopher Nolan movie. There's only a handful of those in existence. And
right.
like his dad never even did anything that big.
Right.
That's a big, big deal.
Huge.
But even, people fucking say, oh, Denzel only does one role, basically. But that's such bullshit. Because, like, if you see something like Flight, which is, I think, one of the best addiction movies ever made, when he's the alcoholic pilot.
Yeah.
And Training Day, those are literally night and day differences, but they're fucking both amazing. But yeah, John David Washington's gonna be fucking great. And I love that Robert Pattinson is in Tenet too, because he's just fucking killing it right
now.
He is
really fucking doing something with his life.
I don't know what he did or what he decided to change. He was probably just like...
Who'd you suck off?
He probably just got so tired of the fucking the bullshit, but he had made enough money, he probably didn't have to do a goddamn thing. Like, Kristen Stewart's doing cool shit now, too.
Well, yeah, we just saw that
the worst title of a movie ever, Underwater.
But it looks fucking cool. It looks like the underwater version of Alien. Yeah,
she looked like Ripley from Alien with the shaved
head.
It looks
like they ripped off, basically, Alien.
Well, the director's he's an interesting dude, William Eubank. He directed Love and The Signal, which were both sci-fi. Love was fucking weird as fuck, but The Signal I really liked. I think it's going to be cool. What's the other dude? Vincent, I always forget his last name, from Black Swan and Irreversible.
Yeah, I always do too. I just like, ballet dancer.
Yeah, I'm like, you know the guy, Monica Bellucci's husband.
Oh, right. I always forget.
It's going to drive me crazy. I have to look it up. But he only does good shit. French actors don't really fuck. Vincent Cassel, that's his name.
Okay.
He's a bad motherfucker. But yeah, Tenet's going to be amazing. Again, I watched The Lighthouse again last night, and Robert Pattinson, he's really become one of my favorite actors recently.
Between that and just Good Time, too.
Good Time is so great. So many more people are seeing that now, too, because Uncut Gems, they finally watched. I gotta see this movie on Prime, Good Time. It's fucking incredible.
The Safdie brothers are finally getting the attention that they fucking deserve.
The fucking Crafty brothers. Yeah. They are.
They fucking are unreal.
And you know I think Ben Safdie, who played Pattinson's brother in Good Time.
Yeah.
This, like, slow brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, I forgot about this movie because we were watching A Christmas Carol the other night with the Guy Pearce, Stephen Knight adaptation of... This is not your kid's Christmas Carol. This is very dark.
This is the real...
Very dark.
Charles Dickens version, and it's unbelievable.
We didn't see the third episode, the end of it, but we saw a really big chunk of it.
It's great.
It was pretty fucking good.
Just the little details that they put in to make it so fucking right. Like the fact that he's a germaphobe and he's just a fucking
Guy Pearce
prick.
Is so good at playing a cunt. Who really plays a better cunt than Guy Pearce?
No one is a better Pusheen than Guy Pearce.
Another Pattinson movie was that movie, the David Michaud movie, Rover, an Australian movie with Guy Pearce in the lead. And Robert Pattinson played the slow brother in that one, which is like an interesting tie into Good Time.
Yeah, a little 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, and that's another one I forget about that Pattinson was fucking really good in. That was a while ago, too. It was like 2012 or some shit.
It's a while ago.
How long ago were the fucking Twilight movies? If he's fucking... He looks like he's 38 years old in fucking Lighthouse with his wrinkled face.
Before the 2000s. I was never really...
They were in the fucking 90s. They weren't that old.
No, I mean before like 2010, I mean.
Oh. Really? How many was there?
2008. There was...
Holy shit.
I don't even know, dude. I think there was like four or five.
Never saw. I think I saw some of one of them on TV one time.
Because there's a whole saga.
They have like fours and fives on IMDb. That's fucking horrific.
Yeah.
I'm sure he just wants to forget that part of his life.
Yeah, so they went from 2008 to 2012.
I'm sure they made a fuckload of money, these kids, but... So Robert Pattinson's a year younger than me.
And it's just kind of crazy where you see the... evolution of the actors in it.
Like I love that when you look him up on IMDb, you may know him from Good Time, The Lighthouse, because these are movies that I actually rated. That's awesome.
Like, even really Dakota turned Fanning it around. Was in, like, one of them or something.
Oh, remember, was it Elle Fanning that was in,
She's Neon Demon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's her little sister.
That was great. I love how they really convinced you that, like, she was beautiful, because she's really not.
Like, Dakota Fanning and Kristen Stewart ended up both being in that movie about the Runaways. Well, it's called self-titled Runaways.
Oh, really?
But that was a great fucking movie.
I always liked Kristen Stewart.
Eh.
She's all right.
She was cool in Adventureland.
Oh, that's what turned around Pattinson. He started making movies with David Cronenberg.
Oh, yeah.
And he made Cosmopolis and... What was the other weird one he
fucking
did?
Fucking Cronenberg.
Cronenberg makes some weird shit.
I was in like a Cronenberg Maps of the kick Stars. Too.
I love Cronenberg.
I think it was like after that Rick and Morty episode and he said something about Cronenberg. I was like,
the episode was called like Cronenbergs or some shit. And they called those creatures Cronenbergs and they were very Cronenbergish creatures.
So funny.
They make a ton of references to his shit actually. But
Yeah, Rick. Is
that, they made a David Lynch reference too.
Is that show over for the year?
Yes, I believe so.
I was like, we haven't seen a new Rick and Morty in like fucking weeks now. Oh, you're right, because it was only 5 episodes, right?
Yeah.
That sucks. They fucking take forever. It's a goddamn cartoon. South Park can make an episode in 3 days.
They have to come up with a lot of fucking material.
There is a lot. If you think about it, there's a lot of content crammed into those 22 minutes.
Yeah.
And we've just been watching Atlanta on fucking Hulu. All the shit that like I wished was on Netflix and Prime for years without having Hulu. Turns out it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta, fucking The Shield. Like.
Oh, yeah. We killed
The
Shield.
We watched The Shield in its entirety in the past month.
Oh, my God.
Since we've lived here, we watched
every episode. I think we mentioned it in the last one.
Might have.
Or like the one before or something like that. We were watching about
we've only done one since we lived here.
That we've truly loved.
Oh, and I was like, the Shield. We definitely talked about The Shield before.
The Shield is fucking great. And it's so gritty and it's so fucking violent.
More dark and fucked up than I remembered. Like I was like, Jesus Christ. This was like, oh wait, they were putting some fucked up shit on their facts.
It was great.
It's definitely a groundbreaking show. It was out the same time as The Wire.
Yep.
But it wasn't getting the kind
of... I feel like it didn't get the same
attention,
It got
way
though.
More views. The Wire didn't even have anyone watching it until, like, season 4.
Right.
But The Shield was huge. They were... Because they had, like, a big star every season. They had Glenn Close, and they had Forrest Whitaker, and fucking... They had, like, a huge, like, guest star every season. They got Forrest Whitaker for 2 seasons, actually.
Yep. Kavanaugh,
that fucking creep.
That prick.
What I say to Russell, I was like, dude, when Ronnie does it, he's like, I don't know who Ronnie is.
The household names in this house.
I know. He's my favorite guy on the fucking show. And he's like, yeah, I don't remember who that is. I was like,
Ronnie. Poor fucking Ronnie, dude.
Oh, when I found out, I accidentally spoiled what happened to him at the end. I was like, oh no, prick. I know what happens to Ronnie. It's not good.
No. Fucking Ronnie.
And I was saying, Ronnie hasn't worked since The Shield. And, like, the day after I saw him on the new Silicon Valley, I was like, oh, I guess he is still working.
He was so excited to text me about
it. I know.
It.
I was like, look who I saw. Ronnie Bergs.
Ronnie Bergs making an appearance.
Where is our cat?
I don't know. She's somewhere. Why do you care? She's chilling.
Usually she'd be fucking... We can't sleep in this fucking bed without her coming over here.
She's taking a nap. She's had some catnip, had a little eggs.
She's all fucked up.
Yeah. She's just living life.
She's tiny. That's where she got her name.
Fullest feline life you can live.
Her name's Teeny for a reason.
Nuggetini.
I think we covered it.
Yeah. I think we're probably boring in this episode.
Yeah.
We are.
Ryan had a stroke.
Yeah, I did. I can't read, guys.
She's relearning to walk, but we're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do a few steps every day, and then I lay her back down.
Oh.
See Uncut Gems, people. Fuck Star Wars.
Yeah, definitely do it. It will be fucking worth it. You'll have the chills and you'll have a fucking full panic
attack. Yeah.
You'll be in full panic the entire movie. You'll leave with a compulsive gambling problem and
it doesn't end good.
No.
And you wouldn't expect it to if you know these directors, but you just know it ain't gonna end good.
Right. They're brilliant.
And a word from Miguel for his list.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Graces, I got my top 10 of the decade for you. And I tried to pick some stuff that was a little out of the box, stuff that I kind of stuck with me more than the big talked about ones like Social Network and stuff like that. So my 10 start in no particular order. I don't like doing orders anymore. Shame, Beasts of No Nation, Drive, The Master, Grand Budapest Hotel, Moonlight, Animal Kingdom, the David Michaud one, Skyfall, Shoplifters, and the movie that I text Seth every time it's on and tell him how much I love it, Moneyball, Bennett Miller. All right, have a good Christmas. I'll see you after New Year. Love you.